With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All part of the United States now is going after the Houthi rebels once again. U.S. and Britain striking multiple sites in Yemen in a second wave of forces.
The latest strikes against the Houthis follow an air assault in Iraq and Syria on Friday. The Houthi targets were in 10 different locations and were struck by U.S. F/A-18 fighter jets from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier and by American warships firing Tomahawk missiles from the Red Sea. Yemen's Houthis have relentlessly attacked American and international interest in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. Ken Lorman reporting.
Known for tornadoes, ordinarily not earthquakes, but the region was shaking and moving Friday. A 5.1 quake rocked an area 50 miles east of Oklahoma City. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso.
We have over 21,000 reports of it being felt widely throughout Oklahoma, also in northern Texas, western Arkansas, Missouri, and also in southern Kansas.
Lincoln County Deputy Emergency Management Director Charlotte Brown.
We were lucky because there was no injuries recorded and infrastructure damages have not been reported. And if they are, it's residential and have been minimal at this point.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden looking for an easy win in South Carolina's Democratic primary today. Contest officially kicking off his party's nominating process. Winning the primary would validate the new election lineup. President overwhelmingly favored to take Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips. This is SRN News. Well, a new snapshot of America's growing non-religious community.
They're referred to as the nuns, and they make up nearly 30% of the population. But they're not all atheists. The latest poll conducted by the Pew Research Center finds that amongst the nuns, 13% actually believe in the God of the Bible, and another 56% believe in some kind of higher power. Only 17% of them are actually atheists. Most of the nuns also agree that organized religion does some good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An independent commission reports some 1,300 people working for the Protestant Church of Germany have committed sexual abuse, claiming more than 2,000 victims. The commission also says the actual number of perpetrators probably much larger. Church officials have first ordered the study in 2020. This is SRN News. An Irish nationalist will lead Northern Ireland's government for the first time ever. Here's correspondent Karen Chamis with that story.
Sinn Féin Vice President Michelle O'Neill has made history by becoming Northern Ireland's first minister as the government returned to work after a two-year boycott by unionists. O'Neill will share power with Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly from the DUP. The two will be equals, but O'Neill, whose party captured more seats in the Northern Ireland Assembly in the 2022 elections, will hold the more prestigious title. Neither side can govern without agreement from the other. Government business ground to a halt over the past 2 years after the Democratic Unionist Party walked out to protest trade issues related to Brexit. Karen Chamas, London.
Wall Street numbers from Friday. The Dow gained 134 points. The S&P 500 up 52 for the day. More details at srnnews.com.